All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm joined with Bo Pony once again. The end of the petrodollar is here. It's done. Lots of things are coming. We're going to do a portion of the show for FluffTube, and then we're going to ninoscorner.tv to talk about what we believe is coming. It looks like it's going to be pretty damn severe, right, Bo?
Absolutely, because we have to have the death of the financial system. I know people are like, why would that be a great thing? You know, why do you want to see the death of the financial system? But if the financial system that we know right now doesn't fall apart, a new cannot rise. And the one we have right now is a complete and utter fraud.
So it's done now. It's completely done. Now that the petrodollar is done now. So what's going to, and I know we'll get into more of this on ninoscorner.tv, but you said June 13th something was going to happen. What, I don't know if anything happened. I don't think anything did. June 13th and June 15th, correct? Or was that the window?
The window was for something to start, something to manifest. So here's the screen, just so everybody knows what we talked about last time. So this is the June calendar. June calendar has specifically, we said June 9th, very important date. Okay, so using time analysis and biblical, we don't know the event that will manifest, but you can calculate that, or what are critical dates when you pull it out of the Bible with regards to the time points. So the critical date, and we'll talk about this, why this was, but we said on the last show, watch starting the 9th into the 20th.
That was the end of the dollar.
Right. And so, and what happened on that exact day? Okay. So on that exact day, we saw the Saudis refused to sign or re-sign the petrodollar contract. We were thinking this could happen, but the cycle set it was going to happen. So now, look at this from a perspective of Ginsburg. The fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died is called cause and effect. Ginsburg's death led to the effect of Roe v. Wade being overturned. Because of this petrodollar contract not being re-signed, this, the effect will now lead to the collapse of the U.S. dollar.
The Federal Reserve.
Right. So the federal, not federal, reserve, note means it's paper. So we're going to see the collapse of the U.S. financial system. I'm not talking stock market. I'm talking the financial system.
Yeah, our dollar has no value anymore. I mean.
That's right.
The countries are not going to use our dollar anymore for anything, correct?
Absolutely. And we're going to see now, so people who travel overseas, countries, nations are no longer going to accept the dollar as payment. See that? So that's critical. So see, they've used the dollar as a mechanism to control the world. So in other words, if Russia was naughty, then they would turn off the SWIFT system to Russia, which they did, right? If Iran was naughty, they would then turn off the SWIFT system into Iran. And they did. See, that's called weaponizing the U.S. dollar, the financial system. So they weaponized the Federal Reserve note. When Putin did an interview with Tucker, he literally said that was the stupidest thing that the U.S. could have done. And while they're doing all this, on the backside, you've got the BRICS nations, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. You've got these BRICS nations for the past 10 years, 8 years, whatever it's been now building up their BRICS alliance. And so the BRICS alliance is this. Okay, so if I have like my two hands here, just to get people a visual, okay, so the visual. So this is the SWIFT system. Okay, so if I want to send Nino a wire, I go to the bank, and the bank then sends the wire. If they approve it, you know, if they approve it, they send the wire to Nino, and Nino receives the wire. Okay, same thing. This SWIFT system could be used to send money globally to any country in the world. So this is the SWIFT system. What the BRICS alliance have done now is they've created an exact mirror, an identical type of a system to the SWIFT system. So now using their BRICS system, you can send wires or send money to any country in the world or person in the world. So now you have what's called a parallel system. You have two systems to do the same thing, but you don't need two systems. So for the past many years, they've been building up this other system right here. So when one day they attack the dollar, this becomes unimportant, and now this one becomes the one that everybody's using. And so this system right here, this is the Federal Reserve, this is what's controlled everything. That's when you have, you know, the Fed meets and the Fed speaks, and everything what the Fed says is so important, right? Well, the Fed, first off, these people, you know, the families that own this aren't even, they're like in Europe, okay?
But this is going to be, we're using this to our advantage, correct? We're going to use this system falling apart to our advantage. That's how Mr. T comes in, and he's the builder.
Correct. Yeah. So that's exactly what we
have
said.
We have to witness and endure this annihilation of the dollar and the Federal Reserve. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, so let's go back to these two parallel things we're looking at right here, okay? So you've got the Federal Reserve. This is the system, just so we be clear. This is the system that in the 70s, there was barely $1 billion. Now there's a quadrillion. So we've talked about this. You know, you want to count to a million. This will take you in the 70s, 12 days not sleeping. Now we're at 32 million years to count to one quadrillion, okay? So we went from a droplet to an ocean of money. But this ocean of money in this SWIFT system here, the Federal Reserve system, has enslaved humanity, has controlled humanity. So they've bought up everything. And, you know, whether you want to talk politicians, Hollywood, anywhere you want to go with this, they've bought up everything because there's so much of it, right? That's when they say, hey, what's it going to take for you to do X, Y, and Z? They just ask for a number. And once you give them the number, they it's called making money. They just make that, they make that currency, and they at, you know, now you're bought and paid for. So they've been doing this for 50 years. And it's interesting that this is exactly on the 50-year mark. So why is the timing important of all this? Because it's biblical. I said these things going down our world, they're not political, they're biblical. So what I'm saying is, here is the chart that you can kind of have a close look at so you can see what's going on. Let's start at the 1967 war. In 1967, the war started on June 5th. The war ended on June 10th. Like, you have to think, okay, well, that's interesting, but why the heck would on June 9th, 10th, Kissinger signed a petrodollar 7 years to the exact day? Nino, so to the exact day, 7 years from the end of the six-day war, Kissinger signs a petrodollar contract with Saudi Arabia. And now we attach Leviticus, thou shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. So now we add 50 years when the petrodollar contract was signed, and it takes us to the year 2024, specifically June 9th, 10th. And look what happened on June 9th, 10th. Boom. The Saudis refused to re-sign the contract. So now the petrodollar is nothing but paper, and paper burns in a fire. And then this is now listed, because I know you did a podcast about, you know, the U.S. is being enclosed right now militarily, right? So we forever, you know, have been building up our arms in Ukraine up against, you know, right up against that Russia border, right? Well, now look what Russia's doing to the United States. They're bringing in their hardware against our international waters, but literally, you know, a stone's throw from the United States, from the East Coast.
I mean, they're in Cuba, they're in South America. Yeah. I just talked to Foreman Mike, Vidravila, Juanito, the Ghost. They're all telling me the same thing. They're in our backyard. They're coming through the southern border. In fact, I want to talk a lot more about this with you on the back channel, because I want to go into some things here that I've gotten sent to me. And, you know, peace negotiations without involving Swiss, peace negotiations without involving Russia. Now Yemen military sinks two cargo vessels in the Red Sea. Trump is now having a campaign promise to end the LG, the rainbow stuff, to end it, the indoctrination. There's going to be potential mass arrests. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I want to cover here that I can't cover on Fluff. Nuclear escalation and its devastating consequences are happening. So now here we are with Cuba. They're telling, you know, I talked to a friend the other day and said, oh, well, Cuba said that the submarines are not nuclear. They don't have any nuclear weapons on them. I'm like, okay, so these people are trusting what Cuba is saying to the MSM. The MSM is then relaying it back to us. This is really dangerous stuff. We are now in a nuclear standoff right now, right, Bo?
Well, Yeah, and that's the point I want to make about this, right? Like, look at how this all played out. So back to the, you know, the timing, because the timing is wild in all of this. Because when you look at the calendar of events for June here, so you got the petrodollar contract come to an end on the 9th. 2 days later, 2 days later, on the sun's on the eve of when the sun goes down into the 20 under the 12th of June, you've literally got the all the Russian hardware subs ships off the East Coast in Cuba, which is, again, whether it's a few hundred miles, we're talking, you know, missiles that can go whatever crazy speed. So you're talking minutes before anything could happen.
Yeah, the
So
ghost
we're
was on
and
talking about 12 minutes flat to hit DC.
right. And so when did all this happen? Pentecost. What did I say in your last show? So what did I say? Biblical things are going to manifest between the 9th. Let's go back to this again, between the 9th and the 20th. Okay, so you've got on the 9th, they refuse to sign the petrodollar contract. On the 12th, 11th into the 12th, you've got Russian warships on
You know,
Pentecost.
okay, so I'll give you that. So you're saying the Russian
On
warships.
this was on Pentecost. They literally arrived, and the news articles all came out on the 11th and 12th on Pentecost. And what do we say? Watch Pentecost. And boom, literally Russia brings, whether they've been there for a while, you know, the subs came up and they showed themselves on Pentecost. How wild is this? So we're seeing these things go off on biblical time
I've been
points.
told in the mountain regions in the southwest here, there's armed, and I don't want to, I don't want to misinformate stuff. Well, there's things happening around the border right now where it looks like they're deploying soldiers, type soldiers there around our border on their side. So I don't know. We'll go on that. I'll talk more about that on Nino's Corner, but. This is getting serious, man. This is not
Right.
like
And
I'm hearing stuff right now, whispers that are not nothing I've ever heard before, ever in
well,
my
and
life.
let's talk about, because basically you have to understand, okay, this right here, the entire Mystery Babylon that we've talked about in prior podcasts, Mystery Babylon is the beast. Mystery Babylon is the control system of humanity. Okay. And they've used the Federal Reserve note.
Yeah, but I
So
don't
they've
think there's any
used
way out of the chaos, is what I'm saying. I
Well,
think
no,
this.
this I'm saying this, Neil, is because so they've used the Federal Reserve note to build Mystery Babylon and enclose and in control everything, right? So these people, now I want to say on this, and we can maybe go over to the next one, but they will fight to the death to not let the dollar collapse. Because if the dollar is dethroned as the world reserve currency, what happens? The globalists who've built everything lose all their control. That's the point of
Hold
this. So
on.
now you've got a dual system here. You've got the BRICS financial system and the Federal Reserve system. And if the BRICS attack, which now 70% of the world population, if the dollar is dethroned as a world reserve currency, the BRICS go live,
So
and you're gonna see this utter chaos. Everything priced in the
and it's
U.S.
happening
dollar, real
now. It's
estate,
happening. This
but
is it.
this is it. Yeah, we're literally in a window right now, because I want to show one last thing, but just before we shoot over to the next podcast. But I want to show this one thing here, and this is really important, because the next date, so aside from the 20th being an important date here, out again, because this is when spring ends. So the
Okay.
spring ends on the 20th, and the last day I want to show here is 4th of July weekend. Okay, the 4th of July. Why that's important is because from when the inauguration happened on January 20th of 2021, there's a Daniel cycle of times called it will be for time times and a half a time. That's 1260 days. 1260 days ends on the 4th of July. So as much as the spring ending the 20th, it was this Thursday, the next wild date is the 4th of July. So what does that mean? I don't know. Just like I didn't know the subs are going to show up on Pentecost. You said sub,
Right,
you
right. So
see,
you're saying July 4th is an important date. Isn't July,
hugely important.
isn't
Hugely
also the
important, because
census
it will
season?
be. So the 4th of July is a time point where their plans, whatever it was, so it was evil starting inauguration of 2021, and it was evil, and it lasted for 1260 days, and that 1260 days ends on the 4th of July weekend. What that means, we're all going to watch together. But the calculations of Daniel state very clearly that as into the 4th of July, something wild supposed to happen, because and we're supposed to see an end to whatever they've been building, and it
Do
looks
you
like the end of
think
the petrodollar by the 4th of July.
a nuclear standoff could start? Because I know the sentencing is 7/11, correct? July 7th, the 11th. Is it the 11th of July? Isn't that Trump's sentencing?
I don't 100% know. So I heard something like that.
Nino Knights, Black Sheep family, put it in the comments if it's. I thought it was July. Isn't it July? I could be wrong. I know the debate is the 27th. The sentencing is in July, correct? I could swear.
No, it is supposed to be in July. I know from my chart patterns that I'm between the 4th of July into the 25th of July. We're supposed to see the greatest financial move ever.
Which so what be that bad. Means,
well, no good, because that would mean that precious metals, cryptocurrencies explode. And the only reason, so we've been watching, you know, them, they're trying to hold the Bitcoin down under 70,000 since March, right? They're holding silver under $27.
July 11th.
Okay, so July 11th. Yeah. So in other words, it's a very important time point between the 4th of July into the third week of July. And right in the middle of all that is July 11th. So I'm just telling you, we're not going to get through summer without July being just
all right, let's,
wild.
Let's go to and I want to talk about that, some
deep, you know, so.
Yeah. I want to talk about some deeper stuff. I want to talk about what I'm hearing that's happening on the border in the mountains here. And I think they're getting ready. Something's getting ready to happen, Bo. Because I'm hearing whispers from my friends who are ICE, Border Patrol agents. They're seeing things on the mountaintops. There's some stuff. So, you know, it's Fluff Tube, man. You know, is there anything else you want to say here that's Fluff Tube worthy?
Yeah, just know that as much as people might be clinging on to the Federal Reserve System, this financial system that we're holding on to, understand this financial system is what got us here. The financial system is why we're here right now. God created two things. He created humanity, and he gave humanity an honest money system, okay? Humanity decided in 71 and 73, because of the Roe v. Wade, to turn away from God, you know, from God, and we decided to kill the creator's creation. And then in 74, we decided to turn away from an honest money system, and Nixon took us off the gold standard. In 74, when we went for the petrodollar contract. So we basically went away from God, because we decided to kill his creation. Right. We also went away from God because why? We decided we have a better money system than God's money, gold and silver. So the United States, as of 50 years ago, went to hell. And now at 50 years, we're basically this far.
And they're going to use every means necessary.
From going to hell.
Yeah, so they're going to use every means necessary now, war included, to make sure this dollar doesn't go.
Right. And so they're going to fight to the death. So now the United States is supposed to die.
All right, let's talk about those
details.
The
death of the United States is a good thing because we need a rebirth.
All right, let's keep this very generalized, G-rated. All right, folks, we're going to ninoscorner.tv to talk about the details of this. All right. Thanks, Bo. I'll send you another link.